Tyler can use it.
I'm gonna call you Candy.
Oh man, this is my jam.
Get this started now. Let's get this started now. Wait, the candy part's coming out.
No, it's the next verse. Hang on.
You gotta love Big Willie style though.
Will Smith's coming back. He's coming back on Instagram too. Next
I love
verse.
His Instagram
is killing it, by the way.
Yeah, I know, because he's awesome. Who doesn't love Will Smith? Hey, what's up, Will Smith? Shout out.
Will Smith, parents just don't understand. You need to come on our podcast.
I'm serious. If we could get Will Smith, I would die. Cully, can we tweet him?
Okay, Will Smith, if I nail this candy,
if
okay,
you,
ready?
If Cullen sings this right, you got to come on our show.
Here we go, Will Smith. Oh my God! This is gonna get copyrighted so hard.
Please get it right. Please get it right.
This is, I don't care about the copyright anymore.
His ex-boyfriend's
Mike and I, cause this lemon head. I ain't trying to play a hate girl. I know that you go with Bazooka Joe. I know you and me love you like that. He trying to get a Reese's piece of the Kit Kat. Really, huh? What he need is a jawbreaker. Cause I'm the one that'll love you, baby, now and later. Be my peppermint patty with the honey wishes. And I'll be a Hershey daddy with 100 kisses. Get the twins and the nymphs. Book inside a flight today. You and his starburst to the Milky Way. I don't care what it costs. So 100 grand. We can snicker all night. I'm a Jolly Ranch. Just me and you. I'll cover his up too. Cause I can get my boys Big Ruth and Charles to chew.
I think you nailed it, Cullen.
I just came out
you
of the
just
zone.
Nailed that.
Oh my gosh.
Big Willie style. Will Smith. What's up? Did you hear that?
I'll twerk with you, dude.
That was for you, Willie. Oh, Willie boy.
Oh my
hey,
God.
Buddy?
That was the whitest.
Cullen.
Wait, hang on. This is all pre-intro. I was just saying, that was the whitest Big Willie style rap there's ever
good,
been
though.
On the internet.
You freaking nailed it, Cullen.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Bravo. Good job. I'll give a clap to that. Ready?
And all right. What is up? Welcome to another episode of the Don't Tell Mom podcast.
What's up, everybody?
Oh my gosh. That was a freaking hype intro session.
Yeah, it was. I love listening to some old school jams right before we do this because it gets me in the mood.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What's up, y'all? I'm Brittany. This is my brother, Cullen. Golly. And we are Don't Tell Mom podcast. What's that?
This
y'all
is
are
insane. If y'all are like
newbies, virgins,
like, yeah, if you're a millennials, then you don't have no idea what I'm just saying. But
nah. But anytime, there's some folks out there that knows what's up.
Anytime you pick up a piece of candy, the next time you do, I guarantee you that piece of candy will be in the song still. That's how
I love it.
That's how cool this song is. It's like multi-generational, you know? It's just like,
man,
continues.
We had the best music, too.
Oh, and candy.
We had everything. I know. Our generation was,
it was
the tits,
so,
man.
The tits.
It was so good.
Amazing.
For all of you folks that are just now coming on board, we wanted to do another little backstory on us. So we're brother sister. We grew up down here in Alabama, and we weren't the best kids growing up.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm saying we just were real bad.
Like how?
We had like we did a lot of stuff that you just couldn't, like, we were just like, oh, don't tell mom, because we would get in so much trouble for doing it. And that's kind of what started this podcast, was all reminiscing, me and Cullen reminiscing about, you know, all of our don't tell mom stories, because that's the good juicy ones anyway, you know?
Right.
And
right.
We decided to do it on a podcast. And then we're podcasting, we decided to film it for YouTube. So we're just all over the place, y'all.
Oh,
y'all need to check
gosh
us out on every platform. Give us some likes, some,
even,
some
even,
shout outs.
Yes, even though it's called Don't Tell Your Mom, you can tell your mom about our podcast. Like,
you can.
It's not
she's
that
probably,
big of a deal.
You know what? Here's the thing, folks. Your mom probably has some good Don't Tell Mom stories herself. And,
exactly.
You know,
golly, I'm still like trying to trim my hedges a little bit from that that like rap solo that just happened.
Yeah,
like, I'm
Cullen,
still,
you nailed it.
Golly, like,
Cullen,
I just,
if
I closed
y'all
my
know,
eyes,
okay, so for those
and I put myself in DJ Jazzy Jeff's position. Like, I was like, if the Fresh Prince were here and I was DJ Jazzy Jeff, how would I act right now? And I just like went into the zone
he
with that candy. Like,
yeah, you
woo
did, and you knew every word too.
Oh,
I love
man
it,
man. Oh, I kind of stumbled.
We had that CD, buddy.
Oh my, I had the CD and the cassette tape
for the car. I love it. So that was good. Yeah, heck yeah. So we said, you know, Will Smith, if you want to come on our podcast, we'd be, you know, we'd probably schedule you in sometime. That would be awesome. We could put you on the books, maybe. I mean, it might cost you some money, but
oh my God. You know what? You know what? Like,
It's kind of comical to even think about this, but like, why not dare to dream? You know, like,
right?
I'm just like,
dream, folks.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, what if? You know, like, okay, literally, y'all are laughing and like trying not to hit a car on this or something. You know, y'all are like y'all are just being stupid. Like,
there's no way.
There's just no way. You know what he's doing for his 50th birthday? Have you seen that?
What?
He is, there's these guys on YouTube, I think at the time only had like over a little 100,000 subscribers.
Okay.
And they're called the Yes Theory guys or something. And their theory in life is to say yes to everything as opposed to saying,
Yes Man. I love that movie.
Yeah, yeah. And so they would do these crazy like stunts or events or whatever.
Okay.
And say yes to it. You know, it's like they get challenged as a group, you know, I think it was all set
up. That's how I live my life, Kelly.
But it was like extreme challenges. Right, right. And so Will Smith got challenged by this
group of YouTubers that had
over 100,000 subscribers
to
jump out of a helicopter, not just jump, a bungee jump out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
Nice, and he did it.
He hasn't done it yet, but he got challenged in an Instagram video by these random people on YouTube to do this challenge, and he responded with his own Instagram video, accepting the challenge, shouting them out, and now they have over like a million subscribers. And they have.
See, that's all you need is to make Will Smith your friend. You need to run. Okay.
Well, it's not just about the numbers, but it's about how the power of social media reaches anybody and everybody.
Church.
You know what I'm saying? Preach. Like, let's go. But it's just like. And so on his 50th birthday, Will Smith will be bungee jumping out of a helicopter. Think about this. Bungee jumping.
Do you think he's going to do it or do you think he's going to get his double to do it?
No, he is doing it and he's already got all these like charity events sponsoring it and like he's giving back. It's not about a benefit, you know. It's about it's about outreach. And so him and these Yes Theory guys that he randomly got challenged by for his 50th birthday.
Hey, let's tweet him out right now and challenge him to come on our podcast in your basement, in his undies.
And where y'all from? We're from Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah, right. No, but
he might come down here. You never know. He seems like a cool guy.
First of all, let me just back up. Have you ever seen a bungee cord hanging from a helicopter?
Cullen. No, but I did the second highest bungee in North America with my sister, and it was like literally off a bridge.
This is why I wish I were vlogging back then. Like, that would have been so cool.
I was vlogging. It was called Britney TV, but it's not appropriate for, like, it's not really appropriate for anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was nasty.
But anyway, yeah, Will Smith props is, like, given he's taking over the internet right now with his,
because he was so, like, not into it.
You know what's driving,
now he's like, oh, hey, how does this work? Okay, you're a little late, Will, but thanks for crashing the party because you're awesome, you know?
And coming from Katie, being the wife's perspective, she's like, you know, Jada is flipping her shit in the background.
Why? Like, because she's mad?
You know, yeah, because it consumes you. YouTube consumes you.
Yeah,
and
right.
Social media consumes you. And they had this, like, retired life, and, you know, their kids were taken off with their careers, and now all of a sudden he's, like, reboosted his YouTube and Instagram stardom.
Now he's going
and
social.
And now he's doing freaking bungee jumps over the Grand Canyon with some guys that he just met. Like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine being his wife, like, what the hell are you doing? What?
I can see she's probably super cool, though, too. I can just see him, he's a big old kid, and he's, like, over there bouncing on the couch playing with his phone, and she's just like, whatever, Will.
Every time I scroll past his Instagram, he's, like, salsa dancing or twerking or something. Like, I want to be Will Smith, and Katie would love for me to be Will Smith. Like, that is her backup
guy.
Talk
about a wet dream, right? that's her backup guy. So if anything ever happens between them and y'all, it'll be Katie.
It really will. Like, that's hilarious. Seriously.
Not if I don't get him first.
Everybody wants Will Smith.
I know. Cullen wants him a little, I think.
Oh, I know. He's a lyrical genius. Like, his lyrics just like roll off my tongue. Like,
hey, I'm telling you, you just nailed it.
Lollipop.
Like a candy.
you seriously see the reference?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, well.
Well, maybe we'll be lucky and we'll get Will Smith to plug us too online. But until that happens, we're going to keep pushing through with our original idea, which is to talk about, you know, the random stories that we all have and love. Last week we did this, and we asked y'all to send in some more voice memos, because y'all saw, if you saw the last episode or you heard the last episode, we were talking to other people, to y'all, to folks that have sent us in the messages, and we love them. So that was so much fun, and we asked y'all to please send in your the dumbest shit you've ever done. And so it begins is one of the titles. I can see it. I
literally have not listened to any of these. Have you?
What happened, Cullen? We totally talked about, we like before we even started this, we were talking about how we needed to screen these this time, and because that would probably be a good idea.
Right,
and, and then we started singing Will Smith, Big Willie style, and just forgot what we were doing. So
well,
now
previously
we're,
to that, we were like looking up garage band stuff, like the stuff that goes behind all the social media stuff, kids out there that are looking into all this and other
thinking about podcasting creators, and like, blogging. And
yes, you can do it and get by with it, your phone and like some other stuff. But like, if you want it to like, I don't know, there's a certain like passion that you have to have, I guess.
It's like you hit a plateau. And right. That's with anything. Like, right. You know, there's only so far you can go using what you have. It's like, you remember we had that dive coach down at UAB, and she looked at us and said, I can't do anything further with you. Y'all are past my
we
level.
We literally got to like a double.
You need to go to somebody. Double. Yeah, you need to go to somebody that can coach you from this point on. Like, you know, you can go to this point with this, with right, what you right. have here. And so, yeah, it takes a lot of stuff. We got cameras and mics.
The thing is like she realized that, like, you know, she saw that and she didn't just kind of try to keep holding on to that check every week or every month or whatever. And she was like, look, I want y'all to succeed and like push through and do better and do bigger and all that kind of stuff. So like, that's what we're trying to do here is like, like make it worth everything.
Step it up.
Like step it up. And
step
like,
it the F up.
You know, from the ground up, this is how we roll.
Yeah.
That should be like, up, is that a song? Awesome. From the ground up, this is how we roll?
No, but it's a country song and then a rock song that you just put two lyrics together, I think. Is that not what happened?
That's probably true.
That's probably what happened, but we'll roll with it anyway. Because it is good. It's good to start something fresh and from nothing and build it up. And so that's what we're trying to do, folks.
Speaking,
y'all spread the word.
Speaking of building things, women... And my sister in particular.
Oh, Cullen's on this kick right now about this woman's book he's reading.
No, it's for women. It's like a woman's
self-help book. Cullen's reading right now.
She thought I was going to go down that road, but I'm not. Oh, but okay. I was going to say that, speaking of building things, women are like professional, literally professional bodybuilders. Because you're like building a body.
I'm building a baby.
You're building a
me.
Human right now.
I know. And I'm pregnant, for y'all that don't know.
I was just about to say, for those of y'all that don't know. Yeah, I thought we should touch on that again this week because, like, we mentioned it last week. I'm so excited.
I'm so nervous because we can sit down here, you know, every other day and we talk about all these terrible things we did to our parents. And I just think I'm brewing one right now that's going to do that to me.
This is all of, like, God's great plan of, like, you know, like, he's planned this podcast out just for the sake of your child. You know what I mean? Like, if we hadn't like sat here and reflected on
this
weekend and week out.
This is like blackmail for my child. What are you talking about? This is a terrible idea. My child's never going to hear about this. She's not going to know what mommy does when mommy goes over to Uncle Cullen. Like, she's going to be completely in
the
wrong.
No. Well, I'm talking about like the aspect of us talking about the stuff that we did to torture our mom. Turnabout's fair play. Like, does it not make you like think about parenting differently now? And it's like the perfectly timed thing. Like, if you hadn't had this podcast to talk things out and like discuss things and like think about like, oh wow, I was really a bad kid.
Yeah, I know, right? And then you think about like all the things that you have to do to avoid that happening right? to you. And I don't know, I just think that maybe it's unavoidable. But
speaking of being pregnant, I've got a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, thank
here.
You. These are perfect. I'll tell you earlier. Earlier we were talking about it, and I said, Cullen, seriously, me and my husband's name's Corey, and we, you know, have this baby on the way, and we have been so happy, over the moon about it, and the baby's still there and healthy and everything else. And I looked at Cullen, and I said, Cullen, I've never been so overwhelmed with love for something in my whole life. Like, it feels like I love something so much I could burst all the time. And me and Corey just can't stop smiling lately, and it's just been awesome. So we are
so crazy
so
because
excited.
As much as Corey, like, wants to get it, he can't get it until he's, like, holding that baby. Like, it's so hard. Like, yes, I get it. Like, I understand. Like, Oh my God. I wish I could explain it to you because, like,
he feels that way about Booger, the dog, right now.
I know. He didn't want the dog either, did he?
No,
I mean,
he
not that he didn't want a baby. But, like, not like,
I know.
Either,
I know.
But, like,
and then now he's just like, baby, or Booger's just baby. He just holds Booger. Like, I don't know. He's a big softy, but.
Yeah, I cannot wait to meet this. I'm still team boy, though. Like, the more.
Yeah, me too. But anyway, yeah, so we're kind of freaking out, but it's okay. Cause, hopefully, you know, after we sit here and we talk about all these things that we did that we don't want to do, that we don't want our kids to do to us, then, you know, that'll just come true. We'll just wish it to be right.
Oh yes, totally.
All right. So what we've got planned today is to listen to some of your, some of your voice memos and let's just see what happens. We might have to edit something out if we need to, if it gets raunchy.
We're just going to kind of pick up where we left off from last week. We got a good bit to go through here. So
we'll do a couple. We'll pick a couple of them out today, and then I wanted to talk about some other embarrassing things.
All right, hang with us. Here we go.
Hi, Brittany. Hi, Colin. My name is Candace, and I'm from Arlington, Texas. And I have a do not tell mom story that involves my husband and my 14-month-old. So I walked in on my husband feeding my 14-month-old sour trolley gummy worms. And looking at him, not knowing I was standing there, and my son kept saying more, and my husband said, I'll give you more as long as you don't tell your mom.
Oh, busted.
Caught
red-handed. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like telling the kid.
Given up on it. I've given up on the whole candy. Like popsicles, toaster strudels, Pop-Tarts, like all the sugar. It's just like, what are you eating? And I'm just like, yep, just go on, eat it, go on, boy. Like,
whatever.
I give up on it. I'm not even going to try to explain anymore.
He's all jacked up on popsicles. Colin's waving the white flag in the corner, just whatever.
Yeah, first time with Gaines, it was like, no,
sugar's bad.
Like, literally, you would feel bad, like, not necessarily feel bad, but we're always, like, conscientious, I guess, more of, like, what we're putting on her food and stuff. And, like, with wiping down everything on the airplane, and with Brooks, we're like, eat the Cheeto off the freaking airplane floor. Who cares? You'll survive.
Picking up his passy and like you're supposed to lick it off or something.
Oh my God. Okay, so that last story was by Candace. I don't think we mentioned that.
Oh yeah, thank you,
Candace.
Thank you, Candace. That's a good story.
And so it begins is true because before you know it, it's going to be car key.
Yeah, right. Don't tell your mother. I love it.
All right, here we go. This next one is from Alyssa. It's called Almost Didn't Graduate.
Oh, uh-oh.
Hey guys, it's Alyssa from Kentucky again. Got another don't tell mom story for you, but don't tell mom, she still doesn't know this one. So I met my husband when I was like 16 or 17. We were both working at Taco Bell, and my senior year I basically skipped every single day to drive an hour to his house instead of being at school. So come towards the end of the year, I started getting truant stuff and started getting a lot of trouble that I was going to do summer school. So I faked stomach pains to make my mom take me to the doctor. She took me to the doctor, and they said I had, like, a gallbladder issue or something, so they gave me some kind of medication and a doctor's note. So I took that to the school and cried in front of the principal and pulled out this pain medication, telling them that I've been having all these issues and I'd been going to the doctor and that my mom just had forgotten to sign some notes and pulled out some fake ones of her signature and gave them to her. And it worked, actually. I didn't have to go to summer school, and I graduated.
Yes, smart.
They were like, this is so in-depth and elaborate that I can't, like, say no. Like, you went extreme. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's Alyssa. Way to get ish done. I love it, Alyssa.
Oh, my
thank you for calling
gosh.
In again. That's awesome.
That
we heard from
crazy.
You last time. It's so cool. Like, old friends now.
All right. The next one is from Sarah. Sarah's back again. Not Ashley, but Sarah.
Don't oh, so
that.
It's another
this
one
is
from
another
the
one.
Ones before.
My name's
it's
Ashley,
Ashley,
bitch.
Bitch. Today.
All
right,
here
I
we go.
It.
This one is a don't tell dad, as well as the stupidest freaking thing I have ever done. When I was in high school, I was grounded from my vehicle for being ignorant. I decided that when my parents were gone, I was going to take my stepdad's truck. My stepdad, it was at the time a corrections officer for the sheriff's department, so he had his badge sitting right up there, plain sight in the truck. He had Thin Blue Line stickers. He had veterans plates. I mean, you know, all over the truck. Like, you knew this was a law enforcement officer's truck. And I drove my stupid ass to go buy some pot. I went to my buddy's house. We indulged in it. And then I drove my even stupider intoxicated ass all the way back home. I told my mama this about, you know, a year ago. And as a grown adult, I almost shit myself because I thought my mother was going to freaking kill me.
Oh my God.
Okay, Sarah, we could totally be good friends.
I know, dude. You're so funny. I love this story. She said, I'm about shit myself.
Oh my God. Hey, well, and going back to Alyssa's story, when she said something about the car, that made me think about, like, okay, Alyssa literally drove an hour. She skipped school and drove an hour every day to go hang out with her boyfriend, I think she said, or her friends or something like that. And that reminded me of when I would go on my lunch break when I was a lifeguard across town. Uh-huh. And
you wrecked the car coming back.
One day I was on my lunch break and my parents, you know, you go to work and you come home. Mm-hmm. You call me before you leave. Call me when you get there, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. That was a privilege, and you had rules, buddy.
Yes, and, uh-huh. and you brought your lunch to work for a reason, and on your lunch break, you either got lunch from the lunch line, or you uh-huh. freaking ate your lunch. You didn't drive the car anywhere else. Well, I was sneaking off to my ex-girlfriend's place or pool or whatever, you know, one day, and my flip-flop got stuck up underneath the brake pedal as everybody came to a halting stop because somebody was taking a left turn. And I nailed, okay, first of all, can we just mention the color of the car that I was in?
Oh, the pink one?
It was fuchsia.
Fuchsia. It was bright
pink. It was a fuchsia.
And it had like Walmart flaming stickers down the side of it.
No joke. We're not making this up.
That was cool, man.
It was a two-door Chevrolet Cavalier sporty fuchsia.
Pink. Bright pink. Pink.
Color car. It was my sister's.
Yeah, I got
car.
Some stories in that car.
Oh, I got more stories in that car, too. That car got used
so
in abuse.
So Cullen looks fabulous in his bright pink car with Walmart flames that are
driving
way too small for the car down the side of it.
Country club and getting a wreck. I nail the people in front of me because my flip-flop, I went to slam on my brakes real fast and my flip-flop got stuck up under uh-huh. there. And then slam into the Suburban. Inside the Suburban, in the passenger seat, is a 9-month pregnant lady.
No.
Behind her.
I didn't remember this. Yeah. What? I just remember you coming home and with some bullshit story about why you wrecked the car like in the middle of the day.
I tried to do jumping jacks on the hood to get it to flatten out before I got home. You know,
that
so,
helped.
To make it not look as obvious.
Yeah, no. Well, son, what hit the top of the car? You're an idiot.
Oh, my God. So behind her, though, was their family puppy dog, I think, or family dog. You know, it was just a little neighborhood.
I was going to say, did she go into labor?
No, but her neck hurt, and rightfully so. I mean, I don't have any room for argument in any of this. Like, it was totally, I mean, technically, if you're the end person, it's technically your fault. But if, in retrospect, I think about it, the dude turning left at the top of the
he shouldn't have slammed his brakes on,
creating a chain reaction. Anyway, behind that was her son who had special needs.
Okay.
In the third passenger. So
dang,
I mean,
Cullen,
I hit a truck.
The worst.
I hit the worst car you could hit at the age I was at, without my parents knowing. And until I got home, they didn't
you
know.
You were sweating, buddy.
The whole time I was like, oh, my God.
You're like, maybe they won't notice.
Maybe the sun will flatten this hood
out. I remember being like, ooh, you're in trouble.
It was the worst. Like, they were so terrible. Like, they were like, I don't even think they knew what to say when I got home. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. You got the silent treatment. That's when you know. That's the worst, though, is when they're disappointed.
Disappointed instead of
they're not
mad.
Even mad. Like, I'm like, scream at me, yell at me. They just shake their head, look away, like,
that's
can't even look at you.
That's so crazy because there's some days where me and Katie have the same conversation about gains. It's not until we, like, get angry, like, or, like, get our parenting voice out that she's like, okay, I'll do it. But she pushes. Mm-hmm. She gets to that point to where we're like, we have to get like the anger.
Strict.
But if we were like just disappointed or whatever.
Yeah, drop the tone on her.
Yeah. So, okay, anyway.
Mom had that. She had the tone. We knew. When we crossed the line, it's like 1, 2. What do you do when you hit 3 and they keep going?
You go to 5.
I wasn't ever planning on being done at three.
Well, you go to 3.5, and then sometimes you distract them by saying, "Oh, so and so is going to beat you 2.5," and then you start over. And then,
okay, you just still you just try to trick them. She probably knows what you're doing. Like,
hey,
I can't say that word.
It's like, see how fast, see how long it takes to take the trash out.
Yeah,
I bet you can't get there and back in 30 seconds. Easy money for the kids.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one, are you ready?
Okay.
Do you have something else?
I'm ready.
Okay. This next one is from Taylor, it looks like.
Yeah.
Silent YouTuber. Kay. This is for you, Cullen. Oh, okay. Ooh. Is this another anonymous?
It looks like it.
Hey, Cullen. Hey, Brittany. This is Taylor. I am what you like to call, Cullen, the silent YouTuber. I have been following you for years. I absolutely love your YouTube page. I love your kids, Macy Gaines and Little Brooks. They are adorable. I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. I love your guys' podcast. Keep up the great work, and I can't wait to look forward to listening to more of your guys' podcast. And congratulations, Brittany.
Thank you.
So yay. I love the way she spells her name.
I do too. It's
like,
with an E.
It's like Bay, but it's like Taylor.
I love it. My middle name is Taylor. So
what after who?
But it's not spelled like that. After James Taylor.
James Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was supposed to be twins. That's a whole story. I'll tell y'all in a little while. I was supposed to be twin boys. Came out one fat girl. They were going to name me James and Taylor, and they ended up naming me. They ended up naming me Brittany Taylor.
And they're like, we gotta keep part of it at least.
At least a piece of it.
Oh my god, you're so big they thought you were twins. Yeah. We do need to talk about that next time.
Okay.
The next story. Let's check our time here. Okay, cool.
Is this Katie?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Oh, Caitlin. All right. I see.
Hey, and thanks. Oh, and it's Katie.
See, we love it when y'all just like, even if you don't have a story, just to shout out and say, hey, we love that y'all are listening and watching, and we really appreciate your support. And tell your friends.
Totally.
All right,
go ahead. Tell your mom and your grandma.
Tell your mom, but don't wait.
Tell your cats too, because cats like podcasts.
Oh.
Caitlin, just a message. Try again, but maybe you just wanted the subject in there, so let's try. Okay, this next one is from Emily, and it's Don't Tell Mom, Dumb Story from Emily.
This is what we were looking for, some dumb shit.
Hey, Brittany. Cullen, this is Emily from Ontario, Canada, and I have my dumb story for you. So when I was a teenager, there used to be this challenge called the salt and ice challenge.
Oh, yeah.
It's where you put a whole bunch of salt on your wrist and an ice cube over top, and you're supposed to see how long you can stand the sensation of it. Anyways, long story short, I gave myself a second degree burn, and I had to go to the doctor's office for that. And my mom was not too impressed. Don't know why I did that, still to this day. I had it on YouTube, and it had over 16,000 views, and then YouTube decided to take it down. So, yeah, that's my dumb story. I love you guys. Bye.
Oh, Emily, thank you so much. Yes. I was just about to say, put that ish on YouTube.
That's
like,
hilarious. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you did that to yourself.
I remember they, like, cracked down hardcore on that type of stuff.
I mean, I don't remember this. She was saying something, and I was like, yeah, I think I might have remembered this. And then you were talking about it, what it actually was with the salt and the ice cube. And I'm going, what? I've never even heard of that before.
You would put, like, the
Is this like Fight Club shit?
No, you would like, it was like a social thing. Like, you know, everybody's out drinking, partying. I bet I can hold this ice on my skin.
I mean, what does it feel like? I'm so curious.
It's like burning because it's so cold. Because, you know, like, when think about making homemade ice cream in the South. What do you use?
Salt.
You use salt and ice, and you churn that ish, and it makes it ice cold.
Yeah.
So let's take that salt and that ice and put it on our forearm right here and push it and hold it until it creates that chemical reaction to get that skin just, it's like freezing off a wart.
Do that.
You could freeze off a wart with salt
what?
And ice.
No, you can't.
No, not really. But, like, it was, like, literally, like she said, second and third degree burns. It was like an internet thing that was going around. So
that's
crazy.
I can't believe you did that, but kudos to you for, you know, not letting mom find out.
That kind of reminds me of another dumb trend that we did back in the day growing up, the pass out challenge.
Oh, that yes, was like going I remember around. That. That was super dumb.
And it was it like it came back on the internet. I just saw like internet.
Why? That was so stupid.
ETV
or
ET, you know, one of those like the challenge. I remember you doing that to me. Yes. Yeah. Like I did it in a hotel room with a bunch of my cheerleading dudes one night. Where you? I'm sure if anybody listening has heard about it, knows what it's about. But if you haven't, then you basically make yourself hyperventilate, and then have some, and then pass out, like easily pass out, and then have somebody support you until you come back to. Like it was, you basically pass, make each other pass out, like putting yourself in a chokehold, essentially.
That's nuts. But so I would
bend
over.
So dumb. I literally would bend over.
Wait, I did it too.
Does that make you bend over and breathe and do the whole thing?
Breathe. Then I come back around, and you like choke me or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was an easy choke. It wasn't like a rear naked choke, but it was like a.
Just cut the air out.
Yeah, you basically just on either side of the. And
don't tell people
not,
how to do this.
Do
don't
do
this,
this
folks.
Home.
This is so dumb. We're idiots.
Yeah, do
this
not try
like
this.
This is
like
Emily's story. Like, we should have never done that.
Yeah, we basically made each other pass out, and to one point, one kid like started like having a seizure, and like
that'll wake you up and stop.
That's when
stop
we were
party.
Like, wait a minute, something.
Thank God Basalts weren't around when you were.
Yeah, something didn't go the way it did in our head, like with his head. Like something. So maybe we need to stop this. And then like all this stuff started coming about, you know, brain damage. Oh, but, oh, Jesus.
So dumb. So dumb. I love the dumb stories. Thank you guys so much for putting in your voice memos. We love it. We just read a few of them off, but we would love to hear more.
Yes, send them in, please.
Yes.
Through the app.
Yeah. Through the app, through the Anchor app. So go download the Anchor app, and then you can search our name, and then when you find us, you can press the button that says send in the voice memo or whatever, and should be pretty easy to navigate through. And we appreciate the support, and keep sending them in, folks.
Please,
so next week, I was going to talk. We're not going to talk a lot about it today because we're about to wrap it up, but next week, I thought maybe we could talk about... the like the embarrassing stuff.
Oh my God!
You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, has how many times has mom embarrassed us? Probably a million. How many times have we embarrassed her? I mean, when were we not embarrassing her? Let's be honest.
Right. Right.
And then like each other. You know, like
oh
there's
gosh.
Just one. I'll just give you like
yes,
one.
I want to hear this one.
So
wait, is
our
it,
sister
is this the Annie one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave you with this.
We'll leave you. With
oh
us.
My gosh!
Our sister
favorite the podcast before you hear this story, and if not, then favorite it after the story.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Annie, our sister, bless her heart, is a lifeguard 1 year at our pool.
Oh, my God.
And it's a big pool, and we're, you know, diving. Me and Cullen, we're divers, and we're diving and swimming and playing. And we hear Annie blow the whistle. You know, she's a lifeguard, and they're blowing the whistles for kids to stop running and whatever. Well, Annie blows the whistle because there's this kid running past her, and she says, she yells at him, hey, stop running, slow down,
he's
no
like
running.
He's across the pool deck.
He's like across the deck. You know. And this kid stops mid-run. Y'all, this poor kid had one leg.
Oh, my gosh.
And Annie told him to stop running.
You know what's so funny just, and sad about that at the same
so
time?
It was so embarrassing. I was like, Annie.
I was like, Annie, you cannot tell a kid with one leg who has, he's got to get the momentum. You
he's
know?
Momentum
he,
of himself.
He had momentum going, like, to hop, like... No disrespect to anybody that is an amputee of any sort
right,
or
right.
any,
but it's
the
like
fact
you know
matter,
if you are an amputee, then you know that you got to like get once through the nub
yes.
swinging so you could run.
There's actually Josh Lindquist. He's actually he's sent me his book before, but he actually dressed up like the leg lamp 1 year. He's uh-huh. he's an amputee. And then he dressed up as the IHOP sign 1 year.
That's so funny.
His leg
you gotta love people
pole.
With a sense of humor.
I mean, it was just amazing. But yeah, to get me and Brittany were on the diving board, and the thing is we had just witnessed a miracle. This one-legged kid had gotten up on the diving board, triple hopped on one leg, uh-huh. on the end of the diving board, higher than we had
yeah.
with two legs.
Yeah,
did like a front 1.5 with one leg. Uh-huh. Better like the body control and the
it
amazement
takes a lot.
The amazement that we just witnessed was uncontrollable. We were just
yeah.
like, whoa,
and balance and
we're
all
like,
that.
Oh my God, this
and
kid!
And then he
and
gets
then
out.
We witness Annie,
and he goes. He's going to the concession stand. That's all the way across. Imagine a football, a half a football field
we're
length
like, no.
across this pool. You know, and he's going. He's got his momentum.
Oh
he's getting
gosh.
It. He doesn't need a crutch or anything. He's just doing it by himself. Annie just blew that whistle and yelled as loud as she could, and everybody just turned and looked up at her. And I mean, when I tell you, I've never been so embarrassed for somebody in my, oh my life. Gosh. I've never been so embarrassed.
She got down off the stand. We're like, Annie, you just told a one-legged boy to stop running.
Stop running.
Who everybody on the pool deck knew about. Like,
I love
the
kid though, because you remember he just looked back at her like, really?
He was like, really?
Really?
What you gonna do? Like,
really?
You gonna like tackle me or something? Like, tag your it?
She didn't know. Okay, she didn't know. She sees him like in her peripheral.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She,
it was like
know,
one of those,
Annie's
like,
defense,
eye.
But it was just hilarious. I love that story because it was so embarrassing. And
she will say she didn't see it. Like, it was just like a reflex, you know?
Yeah,
like,
she
fast.
Just saw some kid running because like, he was going fast.
Who would
he was
think,
hauling.
Who would think a guy hauling that fast would only have one leg?
I know,
you
exactly.
Know, that was her defense. She was like, this kid had to be running like full blast.
He was
like,
amazing.
He's gonna kill himself.
So funny. I was like, oh, Annie, you know? And
oh my
God,
gosh.
We just, there's just so many times that there's just so much embarrassing things that have happened, you know, with, I mean, me, not so much. Everybody else, I got some whoppers for y'all. So we're going to talk about that next week. And if y'all want to send in some voice memos, we might check some of those out too and put those up. And then, you know, in the next couple podcasts here soon, we're hoping to get our significant others in on this.
I was about to say significant others. And if you're watching on the YouTube channel, I'm going to leave a poll up here. How many of y'all, yes or no, would be interested in some Don't Tell Mom merch?
Ooh.
We were just talking about merch right before this episode, and like,
it'd be so cute. Like, don't tell mom beach
towels. Beach
towels,
mugs, pillows,
hats.
Like we were just
posters.
Like, there's so much. Like, we're going to get a poster, I think, and put
How
it behind
fun
us.
How is that?
Like a Don't Tell Mom poster. So even if you're not watching on YouTube, but you know, we're thinking about that. So let us know in either in a voice message or in the comments on YouTube.
On the podcast, you can send us a voice memo
or
and say yay or nay.
With the poll. Let us know, because like, well, that's something we're seriously
And they're
going to
be stylish, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
this is going to be like
good.
Swagalicious. Like, we're not seen walking around in,
I guess,
like, scrubs,
I mean,
okay?
Don't forget the poll, because it doesn't matter. We're going to make this shit anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest, okay? Like, on the
we
family.
We are, because I want
I'm
some.
Like, yeah,
I want
no,
my
no, we're making
Don't
this.
Don't Tell Mom merch. I'm excited.
We're doing this. Thank you for watching another episode of
watching.
Don't Tell Mom.
Peace.
In the books. Y'all, it's not episode
nine.
Nine in the books. We're coming back with the
we
big 10.
Hey.
And I think we might go live next in the next couple of pods, too. Like,
don't
take,
give everything
take
away now.
Oh,
all
okay,
right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, y'all, for watching.
Peace.
Listen on, brother.